we are taking the service for Sister Betty. It's not here. She liked this song, so I'm going to do it for her particular. Hope y'all get a message. She called me a boy, did.
I said, go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have journeyed through the long dark night out of the open sea by faith alone. Sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds. Sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees,
yeah,
as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds,
oh, yeah,
in spite of the storm.
Hallelujah.
I'm rains, the rain shall sing and your holy and the song. I miss you. I still love you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you all.
Yeah. I'm a preacher.
And I give her your name, Anna.
Oh.
You get yours
mocked, right? I was trying to cheat something like
that. You just
thought
you'd get one early.
Anyone else have a
early than late, eh?
Special for us this morning.
We have a fresh request to do. I gave a long on the screen when you're done.
The sleep is gone. My heart is full of sorrow. I can't believe how much let you down.
Man.
I dread a pain that waits for me tomorrow. When the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
I need your grace to make it through.
Yeah.
All I have is the Lord, I'll serve you until my dying day. Help others find a way and have your mercy. Please forgive me.
Amen.
Aren't you glad today that God looked down and
yes.
to His Son for our sins?
Oh, yes.
The blood that He shed on the cross. What was that, Angie?
I can't even walk.
John, can you turn that one back on?
Can't even walk without Him holding my hand.
Then I'm in trouble. Anybody else? If not, we're going to have Brother Ronnie, if he'll come up, give us what God has laid on his heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, bud. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that the anchor holds?
Amen.
Aren't you even gladder that Jesus forgives?
Amen.
Praise God. We would be in grave, grave trouble if we did not have the mercy and the grace of God.
That's his anchor.
So glad that anchor holds. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, it's good to be home.
Amen.
You know, I feel just like I'm home. Yeah, I appreciate the Lord, his love and his mercy and his grace. I mean, you know, no matter where you go to church at home, because you're in the Lord's house,
amen,
child of God, you're blessed. But they just certain places that just close to your heart. And this is one of them. And I appreciate the Lord for all that he's done. And I appreciate each one of you for being out today. And I hope you came for a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Did you come for a blessing?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, guess what? You've already got one.
Amen.
Amen. You've already had a blessing. When you walked through those doors, you had a blessing.
Amen.
You made it to church.
Yes.
You were well enough to be here. When we began to just think about the blessings of God, we have so much to be thankful for.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. I mean, all that God is and all that God does is for me and you.
Amen.
Just for me and you.
That's
it. So we have something to praise God for today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just appreciate the Lord. I love the Lord. I thank you for all that he's done. And it's been a while since I've been over here. Thank God.
Ain't been but a week.
He said, that's right. So today, if you like, if you wouldn't have your Bible, if you would look in the book of Psalms, Psalms 100, beginning in the fourth verse. Now this is talks about being happy.
Amen.
Amen. Now,
amen.
Now listen, if you're a child of God, amen, you're happy.
Amen.
No matter what comes and goes, if you're a child of God, you're happy.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes. Hallelujah. So we stand for the reading of this scripture. If you would, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Father, bless this word as you have so many times, as you bless your word every day. God, we ask you to bless it in our hearts this day. God, we may leave here saying, oh, what a glorious privilege it was to have been in the presence of the divine spirit of God this day.
Amen.
Lord, we might just thank you and praise. Lord, we just know this day.
Yes.
That you love us, and we thank you for that. Help us now, lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, and show forth thy word. In Jesus' name we do pray and believe. Amen.
Amen.
Now, how did you come through the gates today?
Wide open.
Wide open. Amen. That's the way we're supposed to come through the gate. Do you know how you're going to get into heaven? Wide open.
Wide open.
Amen. Shaking your finger in this old world, like that. You ain't got no hold on me no more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I made it. I'm through. And I don't have nothing else to do with you. Amen. And guess what? All the things of this world are going to be left outside the gate.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Praise amen. God. All the things that we've acquired and all the things that we've accomplished is going to be left outside the gate. Now, I want you to understand something this morning. You can leave this old earth holding a Bible in your hand and spend eternity without Jesus.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, what you've got to do with this word is you've got to hold it in your heart.
Amen.
That's where it does the most good.
Amen.
I mean, people tote Bibles and people are walking around with Bibles and people haul Bibles and people got Bibles in the house full of Bibles. But listen, having Jesus in your heart,
amen,
is the most important thing.
It.
So today we got something to rejoice over, to be thankful for. We got something to shout about.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shout with gladness. Now this is the truth, the word of God.
Amen.
Shout unto the Lord.
Amen.
Praise his holy name. Listen, he tells us, he says, trust in the Lord with all mine heart, thine heart, and lean not on your own understanding.
Right.
That, when we were singing these songs, I thought about, you know, my understanding don't line up with the Word of God until it's His Word.
That's right.
Because He told us, me in Isaiah, He said, now listen, your ways is not my ways.
That's it.
Huh? So that means my understanding is not His understanding until I read this Word and apply it to my life.
Amen.
So I got something. I can enter into His gates with thanksgiving.
Amen.
And into His courts with praise. This is His court. His gates is all over. But this is His court. This is where He comes together with His children. This is where He comes to bless me and you abundantly for laying aside the cares of the world and being in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, does He ask us to do this? No. He tells us.
Amen.
It's not a, if you want to. Amen.
Amen.
It's not if you want to. What is it?
Go
it's
ahead.
A command.
It's a command.
Be there.
That's right.
Amen. Now this, if you get a summons from court, and it says on there, laying aside all other things.
That's what it says.
You are to appear on this day.
Amen.
You're not going to ignore that.
Nope.
You know what's going to happen? The little man with a badge is going to be knocking on your door. And he's going to say, come go with me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a commitment. Then, that is a command, right?
Amen.
We are to obey the command. And so, the command was, show up. So God's command is, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together for a purpose, right?
Amen.
What's the purpose? Worship God.
That's it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Worship, praise, honor, and glorify God. Look what he said. He said, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. So, now, we done describe that. We're blessed today. Amen.
Exactly.
We're blessed. I mean, Brother Marvin, we're overwhelmingly blessed.
Right. Yes.
But here the Word said we are to return the blessing. Bless the Lord. Oh my soul, amen. Bless Him. Sing, shout, glorify, honor, praise. Hallelujah.
Lord.
What is the first verse? Make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Sing unto the Lord. Honoring God, glorifying God with the depths of our heart.
Amen.
Amen. Why? That's what's within our heart.
That's it.
Did you know what's in here shows right here?
Amen. It does.
This is the mirror of your heart.
That's it.
Nope. So if we go around like this, what's the show?
Sadness. No joy.
Huh?
No joy.
But I don't feel good. How do you think Jesus fell on the cross of Calvary?
Praise the Lord.
How do you think He felt walking down that road, dragging that cross for you?
Amen.
Amen. He was dragging that cross for me.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yes. So yeah, there's times that maybe I don't feel good, but let me tell you what, I need to be where? In the house of the Lord, praising and honoring and glorifying God.
Amen.
Huh?
That's it.
Amen. I'm supposed to be being thankful for God's goodness is eternal.
Amen.
It lasts forever. Hallelujah. It don't just stop when we walk out the door to church. God's goodness goes with us everywhere we go.
Amen.
It travels with us in our daily life. He said, I'll never leave you. So God said, I'll never forsake you. Sometimes we get, we're leaning on our own understanding and we say, well, where's God? Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you see these people or anything? Where was God at 9/11?
Amen.
And this kind of thing. He was there.
That's it.
The problem was, where was them people? Where was the people?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't with God.
That's right.
What we got in school? What's that? He needs to be invited.
Amen.
I need God in my heart. Guess what? I got to be invited.
Amen.
Come in, Lord.
That's right.
That's it.
Behold, he stands at the door and knocks. Do we realize and understand that, brother, that there's only one knob? It's a dead book. And it's on the inside. Huh? The only way Jesus Christ can get in my heart is if I slide the boat over and open the door.
Amen.
And say, come in.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But he's standing there knocking, bang, bang, bang. All the, you ever felt him knocking?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. I feel him knocking sometimes. Even today I feel him knocking and saying, do this, do that. Go, you know, singing and shouting and praising. So thankfulness ought to be running over that.
Amen.
What was it the psalmist said? My cup runneth over.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Praise God. Why? Because my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Praise God. I shout and I sing and I praise and I worship and I honor and glorify God for what he's done and is going to do.
Amen.
I mean, now I think back to the things he's done, but I don't know all the great things he's going to do.
Amen.
You know that?
Right.
Amen. God got things great in our life, in store for our life. Amen. He's got great things, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I know it's hard. It's hard to praise the Lord and be thankful when you got your finger caught in the car.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I've got mine there.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
Haven't we?
Amen.
All of us, probably most of us in here have had our finger caught in the car. That hurts. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's hard. It's hard to say, thank you, Lord, for that.
Amen.
But all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
So do we know it? Do we realize God's got a purpose in your life?
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's something to shout about. That's not something to say, oh my Lord, what's it going to be? Amen. Hallelujah. God can use you only when you invite him in and allow him to.
Amen.
I mean, you can go to school 12 years and graduate dumb as dirt.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you got to take what is offered unto you. You got to read the books. You got to study the books. You got to do the math. You got all it. So just holding the Bible is not good enough.
That's right.
But applying it under our own lives. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, you don't admit it. You're here for a blessing.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. But let me tell you what. Do you know what you got to do to get the greatest blessing of all?
Surrender.
Do the math.
Amen.
There's a requirement. Do we realize that? There is a requirement for us.
Amen.
Ask that you will. And it shall be given unto you. Something left out in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ask it that you will, believing.
That's it.
Yes. Woo! Hallelujah! See, there's a requirement, isn't it?
Amen.
There's something I got to do.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah! So to get these blessings, and the Word of God is full of telling us how to do it. How to do it. So we read this, we apply it to our lives. Amen. Now this, everything ain't gonna work out like I want it to. This is not gonna work out like I want it to.
Right.
But it's gonna work out how God's got a plan.
That's it.
If I let him have his way. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you like fish? Well, raise your hand, Brady. I know you do. How many of you got more than one fishing tackle? Why? Why you got more? I love to fish. I got four tackle boxes. One for brim fishing, one for bass fishing, one for saltwater fishing, and one for mullet fishing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And I got it all up jam packed with different lures. You know how you do it? See? And so, you know, and when I go fishing, you know what? I got a favorite lure in each box. And I get it out. That's the one I start with.
Tried and true.
But if I don't catch a fish pretty quick, what do I do? I take that thing off, put me nothing on.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, if we want this great blessing and what we've been doing ain't working, what do we need to do? Change our tactics.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If it hasn't been doing working, if it's not working, amen. How many of us goes to the creek or to the river or to the pond and sit down there in a chair and just sit right there all day long not catching nothing? We don't do it. We get up and move down the bank. Now, I went fishing last Tuesday and it gets flat. Fished 7 miles all right, up and down that river. Didn't get anything. I bet I changed bait 100 times. Nothing worked. But you know what it is? I blame the fish. It wasn't the fish's fault. There was just as many fish in that river when I got there as there was when I left. And there was just as many in there when I left as when I got there. They were there. The problem was I didn't offer them what they wanted. Huh? I just didn't hit up on the right spot and the right lure and the right thing. The fellow I was fishing with, he said, "Well, I'm ready to go." He said, "I throwed everything in here out there to him, but the kitchen sink, and if I had it, I'd throw it." And that's where you get feeling sometimes, isn't it?
Yep, that's good.
So maybe sometimes we need to change our strategy. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we want the blessings from God. But do we want to line up with the criteria to receive it?
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Find out what it is. What is it? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind and all thy strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
That's the key to the whole thing.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, that is the key to happiness. That's the key to thankfulness. That's the key to joy. That's just the key to it all.
Amen.
That's the key to life.
It is.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God that God loves us enough that no matter what we are, He still loves us.
Amen.
When we were, you know, down and out, you know, and He still loves us.
Amen.
Amen. And see what he said? He said, "For the Lord is good."
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is good. So in all things, we are to be thankful.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. In all things. See, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Could be.
Amen. As a matter of fact, it could have been horrible, terrible, terrible, horrible. Amen.
Amen.
Because you see, we're not promised another day.
Amen.
We're not promised another moment.
Amen.
And when we was out in sin, we could have died in that sin.
Amen.
But we didn't. Whoo! Mercy, grace, hallelujah, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. By the mercy and the grace of God.
Yes.
Thank Him for all that He is. Oh, He is so good. He is so good. He is so good. And His mercy is everlasting. Thank God for the mercy and the grace of God.
Yes.
Why is it that we the Christians seem to always be down. When we're supposed to be up.
Amen.
Ooh, yeah. We're supposed to be happy. In our heart. Deep down in our soul. We're to be happy. Why? Heaven is our home. No matter what this world hands me, heaven is my home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, shed his life blood, that I could go to heaven. And you want to go with it, right? Everybody Amen. Wants to go to heaven, right?
Amen.
Amen. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Well, guess what? We got to accept Jesus Christ our personal Savior and Messiah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For what? His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The truth of the Word of God. So if we'll listen to Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his gates with presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that has made us and not we ourselves, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Praise God. So then go ahead and enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, we may think it's all right to go to church and go home. But from the time we come to church to the time we leave and go home, we're to do something, right?
Worship.
Praise and honor and glorify God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, if we'll do those things while we're in the house of the Lord. I mean, why does God say, come to church and serve me and honor me? Because this is supposed to be the place that we come to lay aside all other things.
Amen.
To serve God. Now, let's go back to your court subpoena. If you go in there, you're not allowed to take your cell phone.
Amen.
Follow me? Okay, I know, I've been there. You got to turn them off. And they got folks in there looking, and you better not turn it back on. Amen? Why? You're supposed to be paying attention to them people in the front. We're supposed to be the same way when we come into the house of God.
Amen.
Laying aside all things and the sin that so easily beset me. Do what? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Honor, praise, and glory. He's number one, and I'm not.
Amen.
And I did. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I did. But one day I found that without Jesus, I could do nothing.
Amen.
And Brother Marvin, I decided I want to go to heaven. And the only way I can make it is the only route there. Jesus Christ. But John, he's the only way. There's no quick step. There's no back door. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father except he come through me. So God loves us this morning. Amen? God loves us. Let's understand that we are to love him as he loves us. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord, for thy word. Thank you, Lord, for thy spirit. Thank you, Lord, for thy power. Let the Spirit of God flow continuously in this place, God. Lord, that when hearts come together here to meet in thy name, Lord, just fill them with that power, that strength, and that courage, Lord, to just be counted as a child of the King. Lord, bless Brother Wilbur as he stands before them each Sunday and breaks the bread of life unto them. Lord, their hearts will be strengthened and they'll be renewed and they'll be drawn closer together and closer unto thee. Father, bless this church and this congregation. Keep them safe. Heal those who need a healing. Touch those, Lord, today that are discouraged and encourage them. God, lift up every heart and every life. Touch the sinner. Put thy spirit of fear of hell into his heart and his life. Lord, he'll fall on his knees before a righteous and a holy God and cry out in forgiveness. And we know that he would say, Lord, forgive me. Help us now. Lead us. God, we love you. We thank you. We pray. And we give you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, buddy. Praise you. Praise the Lord.
We're going to do a little something different this morning. If you'll be seated. Just I know y'all in a hurry to get out of here, ain't you? Listen to the words. You don't know Jesus Christ today, is your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Today is the day.
Man.
He may not come tomorrow.
That's right.
I'm not on any good truth. I'm nothing on my own.
Amen.
Just contemplation born, but I'll prove someday just why I say,
yeah.
I'm of a special kind.
Yeah, amen.
From when he was on the cross, I was I tell you something this morning. You're on his mind.
Amen.
Right now.
Right now.
That's right.
Right this moment.
Right this
moment. You're on his mind.
Right.
He's waiting on you.
That's right.
He's looking for you. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Make sure you tell Brother Ronnie how much you enjoyed the message, because I did.
Amen.
Amen.
I really did.
Yeah.
Number one, I didn't have to preach this morning.
That's where you enjoy it.
I enjoy it. Always, you know, pastors stand up here Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, but every chance they get, they need to be filled up too.
Right.
Amen. Amen. But we just get every once in a while, not often, but we get to sit back and listen.
Amen.
And just absorb what God says through another man of God.
Amen.
To lead and guide and direct. All hearts and minds are on Jesus this morning. Let's stand. Father, we thank you again for this day, for your love and for your mercy. Father, let us just praise you and lift you up, Father. And everything that we do, Father, let's put a smile on our face. Make the world know that there's Jesus is in our hearts.
Yes.
Father, as we leave this place today, we just ask you to be with each and every one this morning, Father, and touch their lives. Continue to be with Brother Ronnie and his family. And Father, just bless them in a special way. Father, just bless us as we leave this place. All these things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you, brother. Thank you,
Where'd you come from? Out of here.